We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
For the last 6 years, I've volunteered with ILAP. That stands for Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project, a wonderful nonprofit providing legal assistance to immigrants all over Maine. I volunteer there in two capacities. One day a week, I work in ILAP's Forms Clinic, where I help clients complete the complicated forms they must file to reunify their families and advance their immigration status. My other ILAP role is pro bono asylum lawyer. I'm one of more than 100 lawyers in Maine who contribute legal services free of charge to help ILAP clients gain political asylum when they've fled persecution in their home countries. One I've gotten to know particularly well goes back to my very first asylum case for ILAP, in which I signed on to a case in progress to help another overloaded volunteer attorney. Our client Sharif, who has given me permission to share some of his story, had barely escaped Islamist extremists in Somalia. Severely wounded, he was the only member of his large family to make it across the closed border with Kenya. Preparing his case and persuading the immigration court judge of its merits was challenging, but we succeeded, and Sharif was granted asylum right there in the courtroom that day. In the years that have passed since he received asylum, we have worked together to obtain his green card and to bring his wife and children here to Maine to join him. And he has shared so much with us, stories of his life in Mogadishu, of his faith traditions, and about the kind of person he believes Islam calls him to be. For me, the greatest reward in volunteering has been an appreciation of what's going on in the world. Some of the people that I've encountered in my work at ILAP come from countries that I didn't even know were countries until I got involved with ILAP, since the names of most of the countries in Africa have changed in the 40 years since I studied geography in school. It's made me a better citizen of the world by increasing my understanding of world political events. I think it's made me a more compassionate person, a more tolerant person, by learning of the experiences that these people are going through. My name is Jane Makala. I live in Falmouth, and I'm a mostly retired lawyer and dedicated ILAP volunteer. What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can share your story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.